Jaspreet, this is cool and all, but just tell me what to do with my money. And what you need to understand is if you don't understand and believe this, it is going to be impossible for you to become wealthy. You can learn everything about investing. You can learn everything about financial education. You can learn everything about how to use your money smartly. But if you don't believe this, it is going to be impossible, which is why you have to start.
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to the Minority Mindset.
Most people assume that being broke is generational, but it doesn't have to be that way. Now, I know I didn't go to medical school, sorry mom and dad, but last I checked, there's no DNA sequence that says how big your bank account is gonna be. Congratulations, you're having a girl, I mean millionaire. The reason why being broke ends up looking generational is because when you grow up seeing your parents struggle with money, and when you grow up hearing your parents say, we can't afford nice things, we can never be rich, and somebody like me can never succeed in this world, how do you think you're gonna approach money when you're 30 years old? Or maybe even more importantly, how do you think your kids are gonna see you approach money? Hey son, I know I'm a bad influence when it comes to money, but don't listen to what I do. Just watch some random guy on YouTube. For most people, you're gonna end up passing that same financial miseducation to your kids. They're gonna see you struggle with money. They're gonna see you say that you can't become successful. They're gonna hear you say that you can't become rich. They're gonna hear you say that you can't afford nice things. And they're gonna absorb the exact same thing that you did. Now you can start to see why this pattern ends up becoming generational, but this is where it's up to you to break this cycle of being broke. This is why the first step to you becoming wealthy and breaking out of the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck, being broke, living in poverty, isn't to go out and ask for a raise, although that can help. It's to change the way that you think about money. Plus, what we have seen statistically is that when people go out and earn more money without understanding what to do with that money, they are more likely to go out and spend more money and end up in a bigger financial hole than they were before. The first thing that you have to do if you want to become wealthy and break out of this cycle is you have to believe three things. You have to believe, number one, money is a tool. You have to believe, number two, that money is abundant. And you have to believe, number three, that I will become wealthy. And by I don't mean me, I mean I as in you. Now, I already know, some of you are watching this, getting ready to tell you something like, Jaspreet, this is cool and all, but what does my mindset have to do with anything? Just tell me what to do with my money. And what you need to understand is if you don't understand and believe this, it is going to be impossible for you to become wealthy. You can learn everything about investing. You can learn everything about financial education. You can learn everything about how to use your money smartly. But if you don't believe this, it is going to be impossible for you to become wealthy. So let's start by talking about how money is a tool. The reason why you have to understand this is because there's a lot of emotion around this topic of money, that money's bad, money's taboo, money's evil, money is this negative and bad thing. But you got to understand, money is a tool. Is a hammer good or bad? Well, a hammer is just a hammer. Money is just a tool. It's not good, it's not bad, it is just a tool. It amplifies who you are. If you wanted to nail a nail into a piece of wood, a hammer will help you with that. Money is a tool that will help you eat. Money is a tool that will help you pay your rent. Money is a tool that will help you buy investments. Money is a tool that will help you buy vacations. Money is a tool that amplifies who you are. It doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't make you a bad person. It amplifies who you are. And you have to stop giving this negative association to money and people who have money and understand now that money is just a tool. There are good people in the world. There are bad people in the world. We need more good people with money. Money doesn't make you good. Money doesn't make you bad. It just amplifies who you are. And we need more good people with money and understand money itself is just a tool. It's just paper. It doesn't have any emotion, which is why you got to go out and get that money. Number two is that money is abundant. A lot of people get into this mindset of thinking, if I make money, then you can't make money. Or if you make money, then somebody else can't make money. But there's a lot of money in the world. Now, if you watched any of my videos, you've probably heard me talk about what's going on in the economy in some way, shape, or form. And if you have, you understand that there's a lot of money in the world. Not just that, our central bank in the United States, the Federal Reserve Bank, is printing tons of money. They have printed trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars over the years. Well, if there's that much money in the world, all you need is a small little sliver of all this money that's out there in circulation to build that wealth for yourself. And this is where you have to break out of the mindset of thinking that either I can win or you can win. It is this game of thinking that if I give money to somebody else, they win, I lose. When what you need to be thinking about is, if I give somebody else money, what value do I get in return? If I give you $100, can I get $200 worth of value back? And once you start thinking like this, when you think in terms of value as opposed to price, it is going to allow you to actually invest in yourself and find more opportunities in the world. Because when you live in the scarcity mindset that there's only a limited amount of money in the world, that I can't actually go out and attract more money, that I can't actually get more money, you're going to hold on to your money very tight and you're never going to be able to see those opportunities around you. And number three is you got to believe that you're going to become wealthy. Because if you don't believe that you can become wealthy, it's going to be impossible for you to actually do so. If you believe that somebody like you, somebody that looks like you, somebody that grew up in your background, somebody that grew up the way you did, can't become wealthy, well, you can learn on the financial education, but when it comes time to actually take an action, you're gonna sabotage yourself because in the back of your mind, you don't believe that you can become wealthy. And if you don't believe that you can become wealthy, you're gonna take actions that will prove that you don't believe that you can become wealthy, which is why you have to start changing the way that you think. Now, if this is something that you're struggling with, go out, watch YouTube videos on personal development. Go out and listen to podcasts on self-development. Go out and read books on personal development and self-development and invest in this first, because you have to change the way that you think. And if you have this broke way of thinking, if you have this scarcity way of thinking, if you have this negative self-sabotage way of thinking, it is going to be impossible for you to succeed. And I can tell you that you can succeed, but you have to stop being your own roadblock. It's not gonna be easy, but you can't be your own roadblock. The rest of the world is gonna try to be this roadblock for you, but you can't be that roadblock for yourself, which is why you have to invest in your own education, your own self-development, your own personal development, and then start worrying about, okay, how could I now start taking the practical steps to be smarter with my money, to build wealth, and start investing my money? Which, let's start talking about that. And I do want to let you know that for those of you who do like the idea of staying up to date of what's happening in the financial news, well, my team at Briefs Media puts together an amazing newsletter every day called Market Briefs. Market Briefs is a 5-minute recap of what's happening in the stock market, the housing market, the crypto market, the global economy, and our own economy here in the United States. You can read it in just a few minutes every morning, and I promise you, you're going to love Market Briefs. And if you don't, well, you can unsubscribe at any time because it's completely free. So if you'd like to join Market Briefs for free, all you gotta do is click the link down in the description below or go to briefs.co/market. That way you can start getting your own briefs as well. Now, as you're working to change the way that you think, this is where now you gotta change what you do with your money. And the very first thing that you gotta do if you wanna start breaking out of the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck, the very first thing that you gotta do now with your money is you gotta go out and save $2,000 as fast as possible. If you do not have $2,000 sitting aside in a bank account that's there to protect you against an emergency, this is not money you're supposed to use as a down payment as a car. This is not money you're supposed to use on a new rental property or to buy a home. This is not money you're supposed to use when Amazon has a deal going on. This is money to protect you against an emergency. If you do not have $2,000 saved up, the very first thing you gotta do is go out and save $2,000 as fast as possible. And when I say as fast as possible, I mean you gotta cut back on anything and everything until you can get this $2,000, because if you don't have $2,000 saved up, you are in a financial danger zone. Any little thing can tip you over the edge and put you deeper into credit card debt. And once you start getting into credit card debt, it is very difficult to get out. And this is where right now you gotta go out and save these $2,000 as fast as possible and put this money aside into a savings account that you don't touch unless there's an emergency. And so now you gotta cut back, work to earn more, do whatever you gotta do, and the goal is to save that $2,000. Once you save that $2,000, the next thing you gotta do is you gotta break out of credit card debt. That means you gotta pay off all of your credit card debt or any other high interest debts that you might have, things like payday loans, things like your high interest rate loans that you've taken out. You gotta pay this off aggressively before you start worrying about investing your money to the stock market. Before you start worrying about, should I buy a home? Before you start worrying about all that other stuff, you gotta pay off this credit card debt and these other high interest debts, because these are things that are skinning you alive financially. These are things where you're making everybody else rich. When you're paying 20% in interest to your credit card company, guess what? You're the reason your credit card company has that beautiful office. You're the reason that the credit card company gets to fly around in private jets. You're the reason the credit card company is giving amazing perks to everybody else, including people like me, because I love using my credit card, but I refuse to have any credit card debt. And this is where now you got to understand, you got to stop making other people rich, and you got to get out of your credit card debt. And this is where now you got to be extremely aggressive. What I like to say is, until you do this, until you have these two things, you should not be worried about spending money, you should not be worried about what car you drive, and you should not be worried about having a Netflix subscription as well. And you might say, wait, Jasper, what the heck are you talking about? Netflix is only like $15 a month. What do you mean I can't have a Netflix subscription? Well, the purpose for this isn't so you save $15 a month, it's so you save 2 hours of your time every single day. Because if you don't have these two things figured out, you are in a financial danger zone. And if you are in this financial danger zone, Well, a little thing can push you over the edge and it can make your financial situation significantly worse. And this is where I need you to use these 2 hours a day to invest in your learning. Take classes, read books, do things to invest in your financial education. If you don't have the money to spend, then watch free content on YouTube. Listen to podcasts, rent books from your library. Go do something where you can invest in your financial education, learn how you can earn more money, learn how you can pay down your credit card debt, and figure out how you can cut back on your expenses, because until you have $2,000 saved up and until you no longer have any credit card debt, you are going to be stuck in your financial situation and you're never going to be able to get ahead financially. Now, I have tons of videos on my channel where I talk about how do you invest your money, how do you figure out a system of how do you put your money to work, how do you passively invest and actively invest. I don't want to go over that in this video because right now, if you are living paycheck to paycheck, this is where you got to start. You got to start by now changing the way that you think, and then you got to save your first $2,000, and then you got to pay down your credit card debt. Start here. These are the first things that you got to do. Once you understand this, now you have the ability and the breathing room to actually go out and do things to make yourself rich. But in order for you to actually make yourself rich, you got to stop the financial bleeding, and that means you got to stop giving all your money to everybody else, which means you got to save the $2,000, got to pay off the credit card debt, and you got to change the way that you think about money too.